And our next speakers are Francisco Reyes and Celia Hernandez. They're both DIS at the California Family Health Council in Los Angeles, and the title of their talk is Utilizing Community Embedded Disease Intervention Specialists to Mobilize STD Prevention and Control in South Los Angeles.
All right, good morning, everyone. So my name is Celia Hernandez, and this is my colleague Francisco Reyes. And so the name of our presentation today is Utilizing Community Embedded Disease Intervention Specialists to Mobilize STD Prevention and Control in South Los Angeles. Okay, next. And so we have no personal relationships to disclose. So we both work at the California Family Health Council in STD prevention programs. The California Family Health Council champions and promotes quality sexual and reproductive health for all through programs, policy, and research. CFHC holds federal family planning funds for the state of California and has the largest Title X network in the nation. Traditionally, we have held long-standing partnerships with both the California STD branch and the LA County Division of HIV and STD programs. Our program also implements best practices in STD prevention and case management statewide as well as in LA County. So a little background of where we are coming from. Los Angeles County has a very large jurisdiction. LA County has 88 municipal cities and over 10 million people. When we look at data for LA County, we saw approximately 65,000 cases of STDs reported to LA County and in 2012. And about 11,000 of those cases were just for gonorrhea. South Los Angeles, as you see circled in red, has about 35% of all GC cases. And this is where we focused our efforts. And also just to clarify, South LA is in District 2. I will be referring to District 2 quite a lot. So the CFHC CEDIS program was loosely modeled after a couple of existing CEDIS programs, one at the Gay and Lesbian Center and one at Planned Parenthood Los Angeles. We are only a component to a, skip to the other slide. We are only a component to a larger STD prevention and control initiative in District 2. Additional components to this program include social marketing, community engagement, public relations, expanded screening, and school-level programs. So as community disease intervention specialists, we follow a traditional DIS model. A major part of our work focuses on case management and partner services. However, here are a few things that make us different. As CFHC staff, we have been able to adopt a model that also incorporates clinic partnerships and community engagement. Clinic partnerships were important to us because these clinics are at the forefront of STD prevention and control. And so by establishing these partnerships and creating better communication between public health and clinics, we are able to strengthen our STD positive management. Community engagement was also important to us because, as I stated earlier, we are a part of a larger community engagement initiative, and so it was really critical for us to collaborate and work with these community-based organizations in District 2. So here are some of the methods that we use to enhance our model. On case management, we have incorporated trainings that go beyond the DIS trainings or traditional DIS trainings, such as CFHC's Family Health Worker Certification and also a training on commercial sex exploitation. These trainings have helped us develop our skill set and have helped us really offer more services to our clients that go beyond just STD services. We have also utilized innovative approaches to case management. So, for example, we use social networking sites like Facebook and Instagram. And this has enhanced our partner services and also has been a success in locating and our partners. So for program management, we identified 10 high STD morbidity clinics in District 2 and formed working relationships with them. These clinics were identified by obtaining a list from Public Health of the top gonorrhea reporting clinics in District 2. These clinics we chose are small, medical private clinics that have no ties to existing STD control efforts such as Title 10. These clinics, although small, often see some of the highest numbers of positives in the area. After a few months of working with them, we were allowed to come in and take a look at their charts and help them with their STD management process. And also by allowing us to do this, we were able to provide a customized STD and training for their staff. So we also created partnerships with community-based organizations in the area. So when we first started looking at our cases, we noticed a trend in our patients. We saw that in the juvenile hall centers, 85% of young positive males were involved in gang activity, and 25% of young positive females were involved in commercial sex work. And so therefore, we decided to work with community-based organizations that work directly with these populations. We were well received by these CBOs because they saw it as an important fit to their work. And so we offered them materials on sexual and reproductive health. We also offered to screen at some of their events. And we also offered to present to their youth and case managers. And so this has been some of our work for the past year. And now my colleague is going to show what these results look like.
Yes, so in 2013, we were assigned 539 cases. This slide shows the timely interview of those cases. The blue line, or the purple line, is LA County's total partner services. The red line is CFHC's DIS. Our cases were typically assigned 7 days after collection date. And after 30 days of having the case, we interviewed 53% of our total cases assigned. That's in comparison to 41% for LA County's total partner services. We also initiated partners 51% of the time. Beyond the 500 plus cases we were assigned, we also had success in case management, in program management. So we increased communication with 10 non-traditional clinical partners that has been mutually beneficial. Clinic partners contact us directly for follow-up help with their untreated, non-compliant GC cases that are within our target population. And we in turn can call them and ask for help with partner information or relevant social sexual network information that aids our investigations. We have been able to expedite same day and next day appointments at Planned Parenthood centers in District 2 for exposed and positive youth. This was done in collaboration with our colleague at Planned Parenthood and their appointment center. We've assisted local providers with on-site dispensing. So in collaboration with the California STD Control Branch, we looked at billing data for the state's family planning program and saw that one-third of all prescriptions for CT medication went unfilled. Therefore, we decided it was essential to have on-site dispensing, especially in high morbidity and high need areas such as LA County's District 2. And I want to highlight another point that's actually not on here, is that the DIS has a unique role in STD control. We are able to identify a lot of trends and subpopulations early on. You know, we collect a lot of information in the field that can greatly inform program development and program management. And in this case, integrating DIS with program management has been a success. That being said, there have been some challenges. We are creating and maintaining relationships with organizations that in most cases do not have an existing relationship with either the Department of Public Health or with the California Family Health Council. The challenge really has been to get their buy-in and have them see themselves as part of the overall effort to control STDs in this area. We are also working to implement sustainable systemic changes for providers. One of the barriers to achieving this has been staff turnover at a lot of these clinics. And one of the clinics we worked with last year, the entire MA staff is now totally different. and we are constantly trying to raise awareness and engage CBOs in sexual and reproductive health. So although there was tremendous enthusiasm and interest from CBOs, it's been a challenge to perfectly match our two worlds together. There have been positive steps, so we've worked directly with their youth groups and we screen some of their youth as well. Our next steps are to enhance work with the CBOs, working directly with these high-risk subpopulations and help to build their capacity in sexual and reproductive health. We want to strengthen our existing relationships and expand our provider network. We are working with an additional 5 clinics this year, and hopefully we can keep expanding that. We want to create a local provider list for LA County's mobile STD unit that includes clinics outside of the county STD system. And we want to, of course, continue to improve the process of process evaluation. We want to thank these wonderful folks, especially Michelle Cantu and Frank Ramirez. And this is our contact information in case you have any questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that great talk. We have a couple of minutes for some questions if you want to come up to the microphones.
Since I'm the one who has all the questions. So how many total DIS FTE did you guys use for these roughly 500 cases you worked? How many total full-time equivalent DIS? So how many full-time DIS we're working on?
There's 3 total, us two and Planned Parenthood DIS.
Good morning. Thank you for that presentation. You mentioned additional training, and you kind of said the names very quickly. I wonder if you could just repeat that and just give a little context of what the additional training was for the DIS.
The additional training we received, the CFHC offers a family health worker certification that basically focuses on reproductive and sexual health topics like birth control, learning anatomy, and again, anything that pertains to reproductive and sexual health that just go beyond STDs. And so we were very lucky to have been able to access this training that expanded our knowledge, especially when talking to our clients. A lot of the time these clients have other questions that just go beyond STDs, and so we've been able to help them with these questions. Also, we were able to take a commercial sex exploitation training that basically focused around the issues of commercial sex exploitation. And again, this has enhanced our skills to better deal with the specific population when interviewing them or connecting them to other services or even just for partner elicitation.
Sexual exploitation is, it's not a term I'm familiar with.
So commercial sexual exploitation focuses around women who are victims of sex trafficking. So in District 2, we've seen in the juvenile hall setting, we've seen a lot of minors that are involved in sex work, unfortunately, in District 2.
Hi, I'm Yvette Rivera from the Broward County Health Department in Florida. I just wanted to clarify, you said there's 3 of you, but there's more DIS workers, right? There's only 3 of you that do this particular type of DIS work?
There's 3 of us that are in this program that focus in District 2, or focus on District 2, focus 100% of our efforts in District 2.
Okay.
And there's more county partner services folks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.